Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is an executive from the Fox Television Network, Tim Tankersley, who joins us to talk about more shows, apparently, like Hole in the Wall, that they're going to add to the fall lineup. Hello, Mr. Tankersley. All right. Mama? We'll need to dial him up again there. So Hole in the Wall, in case you missed us, was this really wheels-off show where you have to morph your body into the shape of whatever shape is coming at you in this cardboard wall, and if you don't get it, then it knocks you into a tub of water, and that's basically the entire show. And I think I have that right, Mr. Tankersley. Is that basically what the show's about?
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, doing good.
Thank you for joining us.
You have it right. You do indeed have that correct.
So is this the way that Fox is going? Just, you know, less of the highbrow 60 minutes type stuff and more of the hole in the wall?
I prefer to think that this is entertainment for the common American, and that's what we're going for.
Well, I liked Hole in the Wall, by the way. I thought that was funny.
Oh, thanks, John. Appreciate it. And and I'm responsible for several hit shows that you may remember in our history. World's Funniest Impalements. That was mine.
I don't remember that one.
And The Most Outrageous Wedding Deaths. That was a big hit for us.
Don't remember that either.
No.
We have a whole new lineup of shows coming out now. We're very excited about these.
All right, what you got?
Sausage Pants. The new show we have. We're going to fill up a guy's pants with sausage and make him run tires while pit bulls are chasing him.
I would watch that.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
Bikini Girls Running Tires. That's pretty much self-explanatory, except we have 22 briefcases of money, one of which contains $1 million. Howie Mandel's going to host that one.
Oh, okay.
Possum Bite is one that we're working on.
Possum Bite?
Yeah, what we do is we attach opossums have very strong bites. I don't know if you know this, but we attach a possum to a guy's scrotum, and he has to run tires without the possum falling off. And if he can do that in under 30 seconds and not develop an infection within 30 days, he'll win $25,000.
That sounds... Who would take part in that?
Oh, you'd be surprised, John.
Yeah, I guess so.
People want to be on television.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tim Tankersley from the Fox Network telling us about their fall lineup.
Tim Tankersley.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought that's
the emphasis is on the last syllable.
Oh, Tim Tankersley.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Right. Also, we have coming out a show called Hammerhead. We're developing that, and that's contestants get hit on the head with hammers. And then once the brain starts bleeding and mental function is impaired, we have all the contestants try to read the Constitution aloud while we laugh at their mess-ups.
That is awful.
That's human cruelty.
Yeah.
And just as they're about to lose consciousness, we make them run tires over a pool of sports drink.
It seems to be the theme of the fall lineup,
yeah,
running tires.
Running tires.
Also, we have a show called Toilet Clog.
What is that?
Well, what we do is we weigh men going into the bathroom, and then we weigh them coming out of the bathroom, and whoever loses the most weight wins $25,000.
Oh, my God.
We have a lot of people at this station that could do that.
And the loser gets hit in the balls with a shot put.
Okay. That show sounds somewhat promising.
We provide incentive to win.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Another one where we've got slated is Butt Pants. I think people are going to enjoy this one. This is a guy who will run through an alternative lifestyle neighborhood with the butt cut out of his jeans.
Okay.
And if he makes it all the way through the neighborhood without being assaulted, he will then have to run tires and get racked by a wrecking ball to win $25,000.
Running tires again.
Who would host a show like that?
Well, for people, you know, let's not fool anyone here. This is pretty lowbrow and low intellect entertainment. And that's why we're hiring Terry Bradshaw and Emmett Smith to host. And then you guys, there's a local tie to this one, hosting a new show called Blue Flame. Will be Mike Ducey, your local Fox station, and a cross-dressing Ron Jackson will be hosting Blue Flame. And Blue Flame is a show where people have to light their body air.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Before, and it's a timed event because there's a large battering ram that will hit them in the balls.
I'm in on that one.
They have 12 seconds to light.
12 seconds.
Right, before the battering ram will hit them in the balls.
Well, these sound like some great ideas, Tim Tankersley.
Well, they sure are. They're good ideas, and we're very excited about them. And Also, look, next fall, we're debuting our new show.
What's that?
Fishing Pole in My Butt.
That is the dumbest show ever.
But you're laughing at it.
Okay, you may have something there. Hello?
Wow.
All right, let's look forward to those programs coming up on Fox either this fall or next.